Destiny of the Eternal Wanderer, Odysseus.
After nightfall, when the raging fire kindled Troy, among the clashing weapons and the tumults of discord, the warriors shouted in joy. From Ilium's rampart, Aeneas fled. Amid spreading hate, like a dreadful demigod in a fire-ridden city, I stood by the blazing light and saw how pillars of Priam's palace crumbled in front of Odysseus's terrible might. Then, capturing the enemy's queen as bride, who had seen the death and murder of her husband with fear and anguish in her sight, I had passed by the pyres that had made Ilium red, and went to the seashore in order to return home and hope to find an escape from the wandering as destined by fate. After coming out of this fiery hell, I soon felt disoriented and asked myself in which direction I should sail. As I moved, the storm-bearing thunders and clouds appeared in the sky. Flashing from Neptune's trident, gave fate's harsh reply. From the high vault, the gods hurled me in a journey on the merciless waves. While fearful lightning, the fear of death and destruction all around displayed. Like a lonely sailor tossed by the waves, through crags and cliffs, I journeyed through yonder caves. The beauty of the splendid light cascaded as chains and balanced the fear that benumbed me in suffering and pain. When in buffeted anguish the sea devoured all, mist enwrapped the colossal fire leaping over the sea as a hellish ball. In the cascading light, aglow in the dark tracks of the night, on the ocean waves, in the fire, I drenched and laved. When in nature's wrath, like a dragon let loose in the sea, from the high vault the lightning jagged, with pounding beats of the heart, I clasped the oars to bring me ashore. The waves tossed me with ferocious roars. In a ship carrying the war's spoil, when I felt left to doom and toil, I heard the curse of the queen damning me in a witch-like voice. In ashes, her royal palace disappearing in smoke, massive walls of fortification destroyed that carry no more any strength of defense and hope. In every corner of the city, only the conqueror's sprawling, plundering hands brought down to ruin all that stand. Looted, burnt, raped with atrocities that only the plundering hearts could satisfy. I heard from her mouth the words of appalling agony and cry. She was Paris's mother and Priam's wife, who, when she had given birth to Paris, the seducer of the Queen of Hearts Moonlight, had dreamt of the serpents of fire licking her city at night, from whose ashes as a booty from Troy, I had taken her as a prisoner of my own pleasure and joy. As prophetess Cassandra's mother, when she my destiny foretold, I drew out the sword, and clutching her hair savagely, tried by force to stop that wicked tongue and her constant Trojan boast. But feeling a sympathy for her beauty every time, I spared her throat. She cursed me as a witch, as the war's fearful ghost. She told me that disasters will fall, woes will plague. Faggots will rise and consume my life in the destiny's blaze. In every sea I sail, fire will be hailed. On every shore I shall land, the beasts of passions will chase me again and again to the strands. From every tomb where mothers have wept, the funeral cries will follow me in hate. Thus, when she wept, grieving for the daughter whom I had sacrificed in Achilles' tomb, and cried for Hector and Paris, her murdered sons, a panic struck my heart, and I drew her blood. Thus, when the weeping was over with her death, I sought peace by burying her in the witch's grave. After a short recess, when the sea had calmed, to give me a chance to bury her and erect on her grave a witch's tomb, like Etna's volcano, the sky spewed the darkest fumes, under which my ship again to a hopeless fear succumbed. Dashing along the sea in the darkness, I reached the shore of the Cyclopes, living in dens, where those barbarian giants slaughtered and devoured beasts and men. Around a burning crater in an everlasting fire, fed as a furnace of flash, from which they their powers forged. They lived in caves, where they constantly drank and gorged. As I escaped by blinding the Cyclopes with a fire drill that I had to invent, where the shore amidst the cliffs had been marked with indents, I was chased by hurling rocks and stones unhewn, and thrown again in the tumult of the sea that washed the craters and the dunes. After overcoming the danger of the Cyclope's rage, I moved towards the Island of the Dawn, as destiny had presaged, repairing the boat and replacing the oars as I moved in search of land. From the latticed stern, soon a beautiful island I discerned. It seemed to me that all perils had passed, and I had arrived to a shore of beauty where I shall find peace at last. I sped in order to survey, the pleasant shore where I felt like halting for a few more days on my way after the destruction's brink. The sight of the land of fresh vines ripe and green brought many sweet thoughts and a dream. Fate has given me a chance to escape the curse, I thought. I made sacrifices to the gods, believing that they decide over the human lots. Confronting the dangers on the sea, the passion that had remained for days unsought reappeared again in the mind and ruled my thoughts. For joys and pleasures that were untasted, in the withering senses again, the passions unveiled. Therefore, I sent my sailors to the palace of the queen of the island to inquire about the palace's inmates. As the sailors, hungry and unfed, reached the palace of the beauteous queen, they drank from her hands honey mixed with herbs and wine, and immediately turned into beastly swine. Seeing their delay, I went to find out what could have fallen to my men in a place that seemed so friendly and secure. I myself went towards the palace. Along the way, I met a stranger who gave me a molly from the shore and told me to use it against the witch queen of the island, who possessed the magic power to turn men into filthy swine, and advised me not to touch her wine. There I found the sailors wagging in a mire in front of the palace door. She was sitting on a throne as a goddess and a whore. As soon as I saw the queen, guarded by beasts and chanting rhymes while girdling the animals in chains, I felt a deep love for the beauty that had still remained in my heart, unchanged. As my eyes caught her eyes as I passed by, forgetting the time of distress, the temptation of love became nigh. As she threw her smile, baffled by her wile, a sickness of love came as a tide. A flame of hidden fire caught the blood, igniting the beauty's light. Like an alert arrow piercing the lust, it drove the strength of reason away and split my will apart. In the weakness of love, my heart trifled in distress. Like a captive of the queen, I sought her as my consort or mistress. As she rose from her throne, lifted a cup to my lips, and threw her embrace. Feeling a sudden spurn of fear, I touched the molly on her breast and face. As if endangered by a divine power, she fell in front of me in regret. Thus, I triumphed over her witchcraft with a power that seemed very sacred. When subdued and cured of the wickedness with which she could wile, I felt saved from the hands of the beauty that was vile, and I lived with her in the island of the dawn for a while. One night, when I came by the sea to refresh my mind, where old tidings of love with unearthly world tidings met, I heard the footsteps of the stranger who had handed to me the Molly's secret. He asked me to prepare the boat and set it on a new journey as destined by fate. In the time of departing, I did not know why, where, which land to tell. I only knew that I must bid the beauty farewell. Drooped in agony, she raised her eyes as the shining goddess of the darkened sky, and came to the shore as the moon goddess bidding the mortal a goodbye. She told me that in the ocean stream, where life and death decay and spring, if I libation bring, the souls will appear on invisible wings. As I mutely clasped her to my chest, kissed her forehead and asked her to pray for the best, and promised to return again if destiny so behests, she told me about the soothsayer who could see beyond the world of the sun and the moon, spanned between east and west. This soothsayer knew where destiny would give me a rest. As I left the past and moved towards an unknown future, the days of war, love, and adventure, the words, deeds, thoughts I wished not to remember anymore, returned again as rushing waves and drew my heart as a ship from the beauty shore.